David Bell's next concern was for dot matrix users.
Where people are using a dot matrix printer with the dot matrix printer driver with Archimedes, and it's something that perhaps wasn't made that clear in the user guide, is that when you click on the printer driver icon in the window which displays the particular type of printer supported, you may not realize that by clicking the mouse within that window, it will change the type of printer and the resolution for that printer that is currently supported. What it gives you, in effect, is a choice of having a very quick copy out of your printer in draft mode so that you can understand very quickly whether you've got the layout right and so on. You can then choose to reprint that copy in a much higher resolution, which will take longer, but that obviously is what you'll be looking for in the end result. So if you haven't already discovered it, do click on that window and make full use of the range of resolutions supported for your particular printer.
Sensible advice there. Using applications to their full advantage is all well and good, but what happens when you can't find the module version you need to run the application in the first place? David Bell had this question to ask, and you may find it has a ring of familiarity about it.
Have you ever come across the problem, you load an application and it comes up with an error message saying that a particular module version isn't present or can't be found? I'm sure we've all come across this problem more than once. If you're a hard disk user, you should ensure that you have a copy of the system resource directory called system in your hard disk root directory. If you have a floppy disk only machine, you may well want to have a master floppy disk, which you would use at the start of day, which would be equivalent to that system in your hard disk. System will contain a modules directory, and within the modules directory, there will be items of software, which will either be pieces of software shared between applications, or perhaps updates to modules that Acorn has made available since the purchase of your machine. What Acorn does in talking to its third-party developers is provide the developers, for use with the application products they sell, updated versions of system with updates or new versions of these software modules. In many cases, the developer will provide a little application with this product called SysMerge, and hopefully the title is self-explanatory. It enables you to merge this new sys directory you get from an application with the main one that you have in your machine, and will automatically ensure that you have the latest and best of the appropriate pieces of software. If you can try to maintain that system directory in your machine in an up-to-date state, then that should reduce and hopefully even eliminate those occasions when a piece of application software just can't find the right version of what it's looking for.
Well, SysMerge certainly sounds extremely useful. But if you live in an area where you're not close to an Acorn dealer, getting hold of items of application software like SysMerge can prove difficult. Of course, one way to deal with the problem is to look at the mail order adverts in one of the many magazines in the Acorn world. But even then, you can't be guaranteed to find what you want. Acorn have thought about this, and over recent years have published several product directories with the latest update on what is available and from whom. If you want a copy, you can either buy one from your Acorn dealer, or if that's a problem, you can always write to Acorn Customer Services at the Fulbourne Road address, where they'll be only too happy to help you obtain a copy. And now it's time to hear about the A5000 learning curve. Bob Coates, Acorn's General Manager of Business Developments, described what it is that's made this computer such a runaway success.
With the A5000 computer, we seem to have struck a formula that's been immensely popular. We've produced many thousands of machines, and still there's a big backlog in demand. That's created a situation where we're both pleased by the popularity of the machine, but also working hard to increase production, and I'm happy to say that that's happened. But you've got to ask yourself why this machine has been so popular, and what are the benefits of the machine. Well, it is an extremely powerful microcomputer. It performs something like 3.5 times faster than any of the machines that Acorn has already made, and compares very favorably with the top-of-the-range P PC computers that you can buy. In fact, there's probably nothing on the market in its price bracket that's anything like as powerful.
But power, of course, needs to be converted into something useful. And this is where the combination of the A5000 hardware and the Learning Curve software package makes the A5000 such an exciting proposition. Bob Coates explained what made Learning Curve such a worthwhile buy.
The Learning Curve package is particularly good value because there's a range of bundled software with the A5000 computer system, including things like a word processor, a desktop publishing system, a multimedia package, and a whole host of other supporting software. Multimedia packages allows you literally to mix different media like drawing, painting, text, music, animation, need I go on, films, the whole list of things can all be put together as part of a presentation. Now that could be a school project for a GCSE examination, it could be a young child's junior school project, it could be a presentation for the office to impress your boss. So that's a multimedia package. And also in the Learning Curve is some software that gives you the ability to run standard PC business packages on the A5000 computer as well. And this way, for example, you could be using Lotus 1-2-3, producing a spreadsheet, drawing a graph, and then, importantly, be able to cut out a little piece of that presentation and copy it across into the Acorn world, out of the PC world, and present that in your document running in the native Acorn environment. And that's something you can't do on any other computer.
And now you've heard about the A5000 Learning Curve, it's time to tell you of that free software offer I mentioned in the introduction. Basically, this is how it works. If you're an existing user, we at Acorn will give you the choice of one of the software packages, Eureka, Artworks, Impression 2, or Easy Writer. And I'll be telling you more about each of these in a moment. All you have to do is find a friend or colleague who might be interested in buying an Acorn computer. And it's not just you who'll benefit from the scheme. For the person who purchases an A3000 or A5000 Learning Curve on your recommendation, Acorn will offer them a finance option of 5% interest, a copy of Elite, the ultimate computer game, plus 6 months free subscription to BBC Acorn User Magazine. So, what do you have to do? Needless to say, telling your friend about your own experiences with Acorn computers is probably the best recommendation you can give. But in addition to your good words, you must also give them this cassette. On the B side is a program we've especially prepared with them in mind. From it, they'll not only hear about the Acorn range, but they'll also be told about the particular benefits of the A3000 and A5000 Learning Curve systems. We'll also be telling them about the referral scheme, and how they'll not only be making a good deal for themselves, but helping you as well. But before all that, let's hear about the software packages Acorn has exclusively on offer for you as part of the referral scheme. There are four software packages to choose from: Eureka, Artworks, Impression 2, and Easy Writer. The first, Eureka, is a spreadsheet package for the Archimedes system. We got Nick Evans of Longman Logotron, the company who developed Eureka, to tell us about it.